God, we're so in love with you. That is, we were talking in Sunday school about what does our spirit really want. That's what my spirit wants. I can't get enough of you, and I want more still. I want more. But you know, the really awesome thing is that he's singing that right back at us, that he can't get enough of us, that he's so in love with us, with you, with me. It's not a collective group thing. It's individual. He created, I had a friend this week tell me, we were talking about me having so many kids, and she said, you know, like, that's amazing, I couldn't do it, you know, and I said, well, it's who I was created to be. And she said, well, I think God created me for someone to laugh at, basically. She said, I think he just watches my life and laughs at me for his own amusement. And it just broke my heart, because it was like, what? He didn't create you to be the brunt of a joke. You know, it's like, no, God created you because he loved you and he wanted to express himself as only you can. And it just, I knew her as a little girl. We were kids together and we went to church together, and life has happened and she's been hurt. And she just thinks God laughs at her and doesn't care. She doesn't even know what her purpose in life is other than to be rejected and devastated. And she just thinks that she's like God's throw-offs. You know, mistake. And a lot of people feel that way, but you know, he doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't make mistakes. So if you think you're a mistake, or you think you're the brunt of some really bad joke, that is not truth. That is what the enemy wants to tell you, because God created you purposely, with a purpose, for him, because he loves you. Like Leida said, he loves you, not because of what you do for him, but because he just loves you. Because you are part of him. He created you to reflect what only you can. And if you never come into knowing that, then others can't see God through you the way that only you can show God. There's nobody else like you. Nobody else that can let that love of God shine the way that you can. You're unique. You're not a mistake. And God loves you. In love with you. Absolutely, head over heels, can't get enough, wants more. He craves us. And inside of us, we crave him. We crave him.